Penguin Random House Audio presents The Underwriting by Michelle Miller. Read for you by McLeod Andrews, Cassandra Campbell, Mark Deakins, Lincoln Hoppe, Georgina Marie, Ozzy Rodriguez, and Tara Sands.
Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you've had. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby.
Chapter 1. Todd. Wednesday, March 5th, 2014. New York, New York.
You are such an asshole.
Her face had gone from red to white as she pulled her naked legs from under the sheets. Retracing last night's steps from the living room to the bed, she collected the trail of discarded clothing in her arms. Todd reached for the remote and turned on MSNBC, hoping the sound would drown out the awkwardness. He hated morning awkwardness. The girl came back into the room and started rummaging through the sheets for her underwear. She started, looking at him.
I just don't understand why you're so afraid of commitment.
I'm not afraid of commitment, he said simply, pretending to be absorbed in the television, where two commentators were discussing the latest scandal at El Cecil involving traders who allegedly peddled $200 million of shares they knew were overvalued to unwitting investors. Todd made a face at the television. That better not affect his bonus. The girl pulled her skirt over her thin hips and refastened her push-up bra. She had a nice rack, but her thighs were too big, and she looked like the type who was going to balloon when she hit 35. She was an 8 out of 10 on an attractiveness scale, which was where Todd liked to play. 8s were hot, but insecure about not being 10s, so they worked hard to please. Right now, though, she was barely scraping by as a 6 with her smudged eyeliner and greasy blonde hair.
Then what's so wrong with taking me to dinner?
She said softly, still for the first time since she'd left the bed. Because that's not what you are to me, he answered honestly.
Then what am I?
Her voice was even softer. Her fingers clenched the sheets as she waited for the answer she didn't want to hear. Listen, we've had a really good time. Why ruin it? Todd said, meaning it. Her jaw set and her watery eyes shimmered.
You mean I'm the girl you fuck?
Todd didn't respond.
He needed to get to work. Do you know I went to Penn? Like, I'm not some bimbo idiot. I work at a top-tier law firm. I'm the girl you date, not the girl you fuck.
I'm sure you're right.
So let's go to dinner, she said, exasperated.
I don't want a girlfriend.
Then why did you...
You, Todd cut her off, his patience exhausted. You contacted me. Drunk, at a bar, at 2 a.m., after you put your profile on a location-based dating app. What did you expect? She didn't break her gaze.
Hook is a tool for meeting people. You're on it, and you're presumably normal. Why does my being on it make me a slut?
I didn't say you're a slut. I said you sought me out in the context of a late-night booty call, and that's the implicit arrangement we've got.
But that was 4 times ago, the girl protested.
Todd didn't want to hurt her, but he also really didn't have time for this kind of drama. All of his focus needed to be on his career. Having just celebrated his 32nd birthday, Todd was all too aware that he had 12 months to make a serious deal happen at El Cecil's investment bank if he still wanted to reach his goal of being the youngest ever managing director in the prestigious Wall Street firm.
We've gotten to know each other since then.
She kept talking, refusing to let it go.
We talked about your job, and I told you about my family, and I was late to work last week because I know you like morning sex.
Her lip was trembling. I didn't ask you to do that. Her cheeks went red, knowing it was true.
I can't believe this is happening.
She turned and finished dressing, abandoning the search for her thong. Todd continued watching the television, where it was agreed that, while not illegal, the fact that El Cecil traders knew that what they were selling was crap made it unethical and worthy of fine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?